أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقهوا قولي. الحمد لله رب العالمين والعاقبة للمتقين ولا عدوان إلا على الظالمين. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله ولتنظر نفس ما قدمت لغد واتقوا الله إن الله خبير بما تعملون. ولا تكونوا كالذين نسوا الله فأنساهم أنفسهم وأولئك هم الفاسقون. أما بعد، فإن أصدق الحديث كلام الله وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وشر الأمور محدثاتها وكل محدثة بدعة وكل بدعة ضلالة وكل ضلالة في النار. Dear brothers and sisters, one of the aspects that sometimes causes confusion or not very well understood is what is the limit at which we are accountable for when we think about something or we do an action. Where is the line drawn? And the reason for this confusion is that sometimes some of the ahadith or the ayat in the Quran are misunderstood. For example, we know that the hadith says, "من هم بسيئة فلم يعملها كتبت له حسنة." If you decide or attempt to do a bad deed, but then you change your mind and you don't do it, it is written in your book as a good deed, as a حسنة. The hadith also says, "إن الله قد تجاوز لأمتي عما حدثت به نفسها ما لم تتكلم." أو تعمل. The Prophet tells us that Allah has decided for His Ummah, for the Muslims, that if you think about something, but you don't do it, or you don't talk about it, then you are not accountable. You're not punished for that. As a matter of fact, the Sahaba even asked the Prophet ﷺ about the waswasa, you know, these thoughts that we sometimes get. And the Prophet says, إِنَّ ذَلِكَ مِنْ صَرِيحُ الْإِيمَانِ. If you get this waswasa, if the shaitan tries to give you these funny thoughts, it means that you have the belief, and that's why he's trying to divert you. And the fact that you fought it out, you get sadaqa for that, hasana. One of the Sahaba asked the Prophet ﷺ about some of the thoughts. He said, "Al-khatir la yatakallam bihi ar-rajul, law takallam bihi ar-rajul laqut'at raqabatuhu." Some of the thoughts that I have, sometimes if I dare talk about it, I would have my head chopped off. You know, some thoughts that sometimes people have, you know, passes through the mind. Is there a real God? Does God really exist? Are we actually on the right track? These thoughts, sometimes they cross the mind. And the Prophet answered and he said, "Awajattumu?" Have you actually got these thoughts? And they said, "Yes." And he said, "Dalika min sarihul iman." This is a good sign. It means that you are actually a believer, because you are willing to face these thoughts and you fight it away. You get it out of your mind, because these are thoughts from the shaitan. However, confusion has arisen even with the Sahaba, when the ayah that says, وَإِن تُبْدُوا مَا فِي أَنفُسِكُمْ أَوْ تُخْفُوهُ يُحَاسِبُكُمْ بِهِ اللَّهِ فَيَغْفِرُ لِمَنْ يَشَاءُ وَيَعَذِّبُ مَنْ يَشَاءُ وَاللَّهُ عَلَى كُلِّ شَيْءٍ قَدِيرٌ. This ayah that says, whether you show what's inside you, in your nafs, or you hide it, Allah will hold you accountable for it. And He will forgive whoever He wishes, and he will punish whoever he wishes. When this ayah was revealed, the Sahaba were very confused. And they said, they went to Prophet Muhammad and they complained. They said, you know, this is beyond our means. We can't do that. How can we be accountable for our thoughts? And it was quite interesting because the Prophet told them, hang on, do you want to do what the Israelites have done to Moses? Do you want to question Allah's orders to us? And they said, no, we will accept it as it is. So the first thing is to accept anything that comes in the Quran, we have to accept it as it is. And then he explained to them. And the Quran explains itself. We all know the ayah that says, لَا يُكَلِّفُ اللَّهُ نَفْسًا إِلَّا وُسْعَهَا لَهَا مَا كَسَبَتْ وَعَلَيْهَا مَا اكْتَسَبَتْ. Allah does not burden a soul by what's beyond its capacity. Each will enjoy what it can, and indeed, each will suffer from the wrong things that it does. So, to clarify the situation, so that we don't fall into the same confusion that the Sahaba fell into, we need to understand how does our thoughts, how does the train of thoughts work? And at what level, at what stage, are we accountable? And when are we not accountable? Now, to understand that, we need to go back to one of the most important hadiths. And if you go to Al-Arba'in al-Nawawiyyah, you'll find that this is the first hadith because it constitutes one of the basic cornerstones of our aqidah. إِنَّمَا الْأَعْمَالُ بِالنِّيَّاتِ وَإِنَّمَا لِكُلِّ امْرِئٍ مَا نَوَى. Actions are with intentions. And you will be accountable for what your intention was. So let's, just to clarify it a bit more, let's go back to the Sunnah. The Prophet ﷺ tells us about a man from the Israelites who was very poor. And he saw a mountain. It was a yellow mountain and the sun was shining over it. And he said, oh, this looks like a big mountain of wheat. If I had such a mountain of wheat, I would feed all the poor people. I would not leave anybody needy. I would give wheat, I would give food to everybody. And Allah told Musa to tell him, told Moses to tell him, إِنَّ اللَّهَ أَبْلِغْ عَبْدَنَا أَنَّ اللَّهَ قَدْ قَبِلَ صَدَقَتَ. Tell this man that Allah has accepted your sadaqah. The man did not do any sadaqah, but he had a genuine intention that if he had the money, if he had all this mountain of wheat, he would feed all the poor. So Allah had given him a reward for that. Another incident that happened during the Prophet's time was that they were going out for a ghazwa and it was quite hot and it was quite difficult. And as they were going through riding to their destination, the Prophet told them, لَقَدْ خَلَّفْتُمْ فِي الْمَدِينَةِ أَقْوَامًا. You have left behind you in Medina people. مَا سِرْتُمْ مَسِيرًا وَلَا قَطَعْتُمْ وَادِيًا وَلَا صَعَدْتُمْ وَلَا هَبَطْتُمْ إِلَّا شَرَكُوكُمْ فِي الْأَجْرِ مَنَعَهُمُ الْعُذْرِ. We have left behind in Medina some people who could not join us because of genuine reasons. But their intention was to join. They would have joined if they could have. And therefore they will be rewarded just the same as you are rewarded for all the hardship that you're going through. Another hadith that says, مَنْ طَلَبَ الشَّهَادَةَ بِصِدْقٍ بَلَغَ مَنَازِلُ الشُّهَدَاءِ وَإِنْ مَاتَ عَلَى فِرَاشُ. If you genuinely desire shahada in your heart, genuine desire, even if you die in your bed, you will be rewarded as a shaheed. So, what we genuinely desire in our hearts, Allah will reward us for it. Because don't forget that we are only able to do what Allah has given us. So if you are poor, you cannot give a lot of charity, you cannot do a lot of sadaqat. But if you have the intention to do it when you have the money, genuine intention, you will be rewarded for that. If you are weak, if there is no indication, you know, there is no place to go and fight for Islam and have shahada, for example. But you have the genuine intention in your heart that if you had the chance, you would do it. You would be rewarded as if you have done it. So let's go back to the hadith that explains all this. It says, إنما الأعمال بالنيات. Actions are with intentions. And the Quran explains that where it says, إن تبدو ما في أنفسكم أو تخفو يحاسبكم به الله. Whether you hide in your hearts or you do it, you will be accountable for it. إنما الأعمال بالنيات. Depends on your intention. وإنما لكل امرئ ما نوى. Everybody will be rewarded according to their intention. So, let's go through the stages of thoughts and action to understand more fully how it works. So, when we any action starts with a thought, what they call al-khatir, a thought. So I think, let's, you know, just to give an example so that we can go through it. For example, somebody thinks, you know, I hate this man very much. I'll kill him. The second stage is al-istima'. So you start listening to the thought. You know, I really hate this man so much. I think I will actually, you know, kill him if I get a chance. Then you go through the third stage, which is ar-rida. That is, you start to like the thought. You know, yes, that's a good idea. I think I like it. I'll do it. Then you go through the fourth stage, which is al-iqtina', where you are convinced. So going back to our example, I'm convinced. Actually, I think I should kill that man, or if somebody thinks he should kill a person. Then it goes to stage five, which is al-azm. That is the determination, where you now thought about the idea, you like it, you're happy with it, and you're now determined that you're going to carry out the thought that you have. So these are so far five stages. Now, the scholars inform us that these five stages we are not accountable for, we're not punishable for. Then it moves to stage number six, and this is where the accounting comes in and the punishment comes in, which is al-ham, and that is the initiation. So now this man thought about killing somebody, he liked the idea, he pondered on it, he decided he's going to do it. And now he started actually taking action. He hasn't done the action yet, but he's now decided that he's going to do it. So perhaps he got his gun and walked out of his house to go and kill a person. And then comes the actual action. So stage seven. So six stages before the actual action. Now this man takes his gun and shoots the other guy. He misses. Or he goes out, he aims, but he doesn't get a chance to shoot him. He is a murderer, even though he didn't kill the man. He is a murderer, even though by law he is not punishable. But in front of Allah, he will be accountable for it. So let me just explain it a bit more so that, you know, it's a bit clearer. Any action starts with a thought. The thought goes on in five stages, which is thinking about something, listening to the thought, liking the thought, being convinced of the thought, being determined to carry out the certain action, and until this stage, you can still change your mind. As a matter of fact, if you change your mind because of a bad deed, then you are rewarded for a good deed. Then you go to the final stage, which is the initiation. So initiation of action to do whatever you've decided to do. At this stage, the outcome of the action doesn't matter. Because at this stage, you will be either rewarded or punished for whatever you have thought about, whatever you have decided. I hope I've not confused the issue more, and I've hoped I tried to make it a bit clearer. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم. الحمد لله وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمدا رسول الله اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. أما بعد. I alluded to the ayah that we all know in the Quran, which says, لا يكلف الله نفسا إلا وسعها لها ما كسبت وعليها ما اكتسبت. ربنا لا تؤاخذنا إن نسينا أو أخطأنا. ربنا ولا تحمل علينا إصرا كما حملته على الذين من قبلنا. ربنا ولا تحملنا ما لا طاقة لنا به. واعف عنا واغفر لنا وارحمنا. أنت مولانا فانصرنا على القوم الكافرين. That's the final ayat in Surah Al-Baqarah. So, just want to ponder a bit on this ayah because it's one of the most beautiful ayahs in the Quran, and all the ayat of the Quran are beautiful, but also most revealing that we need to understand. When he says, لا يكلف الله نفسا إلا وسعها, that Allah does not burden a soul beyond its capacity. And sometimes this is one of the ayat that are misunderstood. For example, tell somebody, look, you know, Allah has ordained that you should pray 5 times a day. And a person will tell you, لا يكلف الله نفسا إلا وسعها. You know, I can't do it. It's too much for me. Ramadan, Allah has ordained that if you are not sick, you are not traveling, you should fast. Oh no, it's beyond my doubt. I can't do it. Day is too long. And this is where the ayah comes in. لا يكلف الله نفسا إلا وسعها. If Allah has ordained that you should do an action, then He knows that you are capable of doing it. And if you don't do it, it's not because you're not able to do it, it's because you don't want to do it. And that's the big difference. And that's why we should understand this ayah. It goes even beyond. It's not just about al-ibadat. It's about day-to-day life. So, for example, if Allah has given you, chosen for you something in life, you're a doctor. This means that you are capable of carrying out the job of a doctor properly. You're a Muslim and you're a doctor, then you should behave as a Muslim doctor. You're a businessman. Allah has told you that selling alcohol, dealing in alcohol is haram. But you say, no, you know what? If I don't sell alcohol, my business is not going to flourish. This is because that's what you think. But if Allah has told you that you can do your business without selling alcohol, you can do it. لا يكلف الله نفسا إلا وسعها. So each and every one of us is Allah has placed in a certain position. And if He's placed us in this position, He, Allah, knows that we are capable of doing our job properly in our day-to-day work. That's within our wissa, that's within our ability. So Allah does not ask anybody to do anything beyond their ability. And we need to understand it properly. If Allah has asked you to do something, it means that it is within your ability. In the Quran it says, أَلَا يَعْلَمُ مَنْ خَلَقَ وَهُوَ اللَّطِيفُ الْخَبِيرُ. Does not Allah know His creations? He is the ever-knowing. Of course Allah knows His creations. Allah has created each and every one of us. He knows the capability and ability of each and every one of us. So we need to understand that fully. And we need to act within this. And then it says, لَهَا مَا كَسَبَتْ. لَهَا مَا كَسَبَتْ وَعَلَيْهَا مَا اكْتَسَبَتْ. And that's very interesting. Because linguistically, they are different. لَهَا مَا كَسَبَتْ. To it will come whatever it has earned. وَعَلَيْهَا مَا اكْتَسَبَتْ. And to it, whatever wrong thing it has done. So كَسَبَتْ وَاكْتَسَبَتْ, two different linguistically. And of course, nothing in the Quran comes by chance. It is for a reason. So لَهَا مَا كَسَبَتْ, choice of a certain action. You thought of it, you made the choice, you executed it. So you will get whatever comes out of this action. عَلَيْهَا مَكْتَسَبَتْ, this comes mainly for bad deeds. Because you don't اكتسب something, you don't earn something unless you have decided, there is determination to do it, or premeditation as they say in law. So whatever if you do a mistake, if you do something but there is no premeditation, you are not punished. And Allah will not hold you accountable. Prophet ﷺ tells us, رُفِعَ عَنْ أُمَّةِ الْخَطَأُ وَالنِّسْيَانِ وَمَا اسْتُكْرِهُ عَلَيْهِ. Three things that we are not going to be accountable for, and Allah is not going to ask us to account for. خطأ, which is mistakes. نسيان forgetfulness. وما استكره عليه and something that we have been, you know, you've been forced to do. For example, in Ramadan, you forget that you are fasting and you eat or drink. Does this mean that your fasting is gone? No. You're still going to be rewarded for your fasting. You're still fasting because you forgot. You did it by mistake. You did not do it intentionally. Finally, I want to just leave you with an interesting rule in Sharia, or an interesting thought to remember. It says, لا صغيرة مع الإصرار ولا كبيرة مع استغفار. There is no such thing as a minor sin if you insist on it. So with insistence, a minor sin becomes a major sin. So for example, people who habitually tell lies, or so-called white lies, it's a minor sin. But if you continue to do it, it becomes a major sin. لا صغيرة مع الإصرار ولا كبيرة مع استغفار. And even if you do a major sin, but then you do استغفار, you ask Allah for forgiveness, then Allah will forgive, inshallah. So, if there's anything to remember from this talk, just remember this. لا صغيرة مع الإصرار ولا كبيرة مع استغفار. ربنا لا تؤاخذنا إن نسينا أو أخطأنا. ربنا ولا تحمل علينا إصرا كما حملته على الذين من قبلنا. ربنا ولا تحملنا ما لا طاقة لنا به. واعف عنا واغفر لنا وارحمنا. أنت مولانا فانصرنا على قوم الكافرين. اللهم انصر الإسلام والمسلمين. اللهم انصر الإسلام والمسلمين. اللهم انصر الإسلام والمسلمين. ربنا لا تؤاخذنا إن نسينا أو أخطأنا. ربنا ولا تحمل علينا إصرا كما حملته على الذين من قبلنا. ربنا ولا تحملنا ما لا طاقة لنا به. ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار وأدخلنا الجنة مع الأبرار. وآخر دعوانا الحمد لله. عباد الله, إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون. فاذكروا الله يذكركم واستغفروه يغفر لكم. وأقم الصلاة. يرحمك الله.